Okay, my name is here from Cuba. From Cayo Hueso, Central Havana. I'm 33.
Tell me what you do.
Okay, I work in a hospital. Some people have hepatitis C, D, some people with AIDS.
Fuck.
So, and some people, they don't drink a lot of water, so they can have problems with that. So I worked with very sad people, very, very sick people, and it's kind of sad, but I like help people.
So do you like Fidel? How do you feel? What was
the
well, feeling?
The feeling with Fidel, it was a good feeling. Let me tell you why. I'm black, I'm poor, and I do medicine school. So I couldn't. But here, college is free. And health treatment is free and it's very good. So I have to thank him. We have some good things and bad things, like everywhere. But I have to remember that I have two careers. First, I was a waitress, and here to serve a table, it's not like that. You have to go to school for 4 years. But you not only learn to be a waitress, you learn the whole stuff, like manage a restaurant, you learn about economy, you learn about cook, about be a bartender, serve drinks. So you learn the whole process in 4 years. And after that, I said, well, why not? I want to do something else. And I went to medicine school. And I do 7 years course.
7 years?
Yeah, I burn my ass to that.
You started when you were 17.
Younger than
younger.
That.
Younger?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I done a lot.
School your whole life. While you're in school, do they also give you money to live, or do you have to work?
You have to work for
okay.
that. But you don't need to pay for school.
So you're in school, plus you're working.
I was working in the night in the cigar factory. Here, it's like a big jungle.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to live here. Our salaries are shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, I worked in this hospital, and my salary, the minimum here is like 11, 12 cooks a month. Cuban, like cook,
Cuban,
CUC.
Right, so you make $11 a month?
A month, it's nothing. And I belong to this project, which I won't get paid.
Oh my God.
But I explain the history of the place to the tourists. I try to sell the music to support the project, and sometimes I get tips for that.
Okay.
I give the tour for free,
okay,
and they can tip me. When I come on Sunday here and I dance rumba and I have fun with the people, I forget about everything.
So I guess being Cuban teaches you
to be strong.
Be strong.
Yeah, to be very strong.
And to work for something you believe in because there's no money. It's because you love
it. I work there because I love help people. And I feel good when I dialysis in someone and I know he's very sick and he might don't get kidneys on time, and I'm making left. And they forget about they're very sick. So I feel happy until I get my salary. That's the best, that's the saddest days of the old Cuban people. The day you get your salary. It's like, fuck, what am I gonna do with it?
But you know, it's honestly in a way because Americans make shit tons of money and they're fucking miserable. They're miserable because they work for something they don't believe in. When they purchase stuff, they have there's no meaning. Earn lots of money, but they don't feel like their life
they don't
or
happy.
Time has any
money
meaning.
Money don't make you happy.
No.
Sunshine you can pay for your
happy.
Necessities, but it won't buy you health, love, or happiness.
You're making me very, very... like.
It's true.
I know. The work that I do is to try to show people in America that there's a different way of living. That there's a different...
Way different.
A way of perceiving value that, like,
yeah.
Your time, your actual life means something that doesn't, you can't qualify with money.
Yeah.
You're like a lightning rod for truth.
Yeah.
You do what you love. You, it's so far.
And I can do everything.
Give me all the things you can do.
Okay. Sometimes, if you need to, I can brave a cord your jar for money. I can clean your house. If you have a big house, I do the dialysis.
You can dance, you can teach rumba.
Yeah.
You can paint.
I can paint. I can do some construction stuff too.
Can.
I can put your floor.
You know how to make
the
floor?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Hey, baby, I told you it's a jungle up here. I can take out your dog, but I can do it with not one dog.
You got 12.
Like 5, 10. It doesn't matter. I belong to this community project with 27 years. One single artist, Salvador Gonzalez Escalona. And it's all about African heritage, like the gods from the earth. Santeria, actually, not voodoo. Santeria, which is only spiritual, is a mix with goddess from the earth, and it also have mural, like I told you, in New York City, in Norway, some part of Holland, in Mexico, in Querétaro Museum also. It was the first open mural about African heritage. And this, as you can see, is House People. It's a community project with a school. This is a workshop with the children. Every Sunday we have Rumba and Salsa Festival. We're Cuban people, we have the rhythms on the blood. So it's like we listen music and we can stop dancing.
You're the opposite of the Jews. We have no rhythm. I do, because I'm lucky. We are like fat, short, bald.
It doesn't matter if you're fat. Here we have some fat women and they're awesome dancing.
So describe the mural for me. Where's the beginning?
Okay. The beginning was right over there. That was the third part he painted.
Yeah.
And he started from there to this size. So he was on the rules painting. And on the beginning, people were thinking, you're fucking crazy. What are you doing with that? And he says, don't worry, I'm going to explore my art in my view about the African heritage with all the colors and all the goddess from the earth. In Santeria, everybody has a guardian angel, which is, could be anyone. That one, for example, is Xangô, is the king of the African religion. And in Catholics, is Santa Barbara. You see, all the goddess from the earth have a Catholic name. Why? Because, you know, we were colony of Spain first.
Right.
And after they kill all the Indians, they start bringing people from Africa, like me.
How long?
My great-grandfather and great-grandmother, they come from Nigeria.
As slaves?
As slaves. We don't think about that. It was back in the times. Now we all live together like a huge family. We help each other. I have a daughter. Her mother, my wife, she died on the birth. He was bleeding, hemorrhagic and all that. They couldn't save it. It's sad, but I'm okay. I'm over it. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
No, it's super fucking hardcore.
It's a jungle up here.
Yeah.
You have to fight every day. And she makes me get up every morning and fight for it.
Fuck. Okay. I think you'd fight with or without a daughter, but still,
yeah.
I'm very glad
we are the perfect human being. Cuban, we are optimists. You will see always a big smile on our face. I feel more Cuban by my ancestors are African and I have it on the blood. That's why I practice religion too. Both, I went to the church and I did my first communion and respect all the religions.
Both of them.
And I believe what I see.
Okay.
So I believe it's something bigger than us. It could be God or it could be anything.
It could be the king. Could be
it
Jesus.
Could be Xangô. It could be Jesus.
We don't know.
Something
could
beyond
be a golden
that.
Cow. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't
there's
matter.
There's something.
Yeah.
Okay, something. I like that. So when your wife died, did you pray? Who did you, what God did you go to?
Well, I went to church and I think, what the fuck? Does it really have to happen to me or to her? Why shit's happened to good people all the time?
Yeah.
And then I don't understand, but I feel like everything happened for something. Maybe it's not the way that we want to be, but it happens. And then I went to my religions, to African heritage, and I sit there and ask to the priest why. And he says he was sick before that. He was cancer, he didn't knew it. And he got complicated on the process, so they couldn't save you, but they saved your daughter. So you have to live with that and get over it.
Get over
what
it.
Doesn't kill get you make it. You
fuck.
Stronger.
Fuck. And so
until today I don't understand.
Does she come to you in dreams ever? Do you see her still? Like in
I see her and every time I dream and she speaks to me in dreams and she says I will always keep watching you and her. So don't worry, it will be cool. In the beginning I thought that I was becoming crazy, but it wasn't. And I went to the priest again and he says this is the way that he used to communicate with you and to tell you it's going to be okay. Here we have lots of religions,
right?
We have Muslims, we have even we have Russian church, Orthodox in all town, and we respect everything. You can practice your religion, I can practice a different one, but we respect that. Okay?
Okay.
So this is a very good community project because it helps the whole community.
What year did it start?
Well, he started as like artists spreading the art and trying to people don't forget our religion and where we're coming from.
But he did it when Fidel was in power, yeah?
Yeah.
So Fidel was like, cool.
It was like in the beginning, well, what the fuck are you going to do and with the street? And he says, I'm just going to paint the street and make it beautiful because it was falling in part,
right.
Like it still it is. But now it has some color.
Yeah, it has a lot of color.
It's like alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he became famous, and he go outside Cuba to do the same work. And some people says that Fidel Castro was initiated in religion too.
Okay.
He went to Nigeria, actually to El Congo, and he was initiated in very strong religion when he was sick.
Hi. Hola. ¿Qué tal? Muy bien.
This is junior high.
Yeah, so
actually,
cute.
The teenagers.
I tell them I have a radio show in the U.S. and I want to learn about their life. Ask them about.
Ella tiene una estación de radio en Estados Unidos y quiere aprender un poco de.
I want to tell the Americans what life is like in Cuba. Will you tell me a little bit
okay.
about being you?
¿Cómo vivís siendo tú aquí?
Ah, porque es como no.
Espera, de verdad.
Que hable ella. ¿Cómo es vivir en Cuba? Puedo decir la verdad. Puedo decir la verdad.
Okay,
¿cuáles son tus sueños?
Mi sueño es ser estudiar criminalística.
Wow, cool. Okay, because you like blood and like what?
No, me gusta esa adrenalina de vivir en lo que es. ¿Qué dijiste, Vani?
Okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? ¿Cómo se llama Coro Rosero?
Policía.
Police? Why?
Really?
¿Por qué? Porque muchos criminales suelto por la calle.
Entonces,
you wanna fight crime.
Okay.
Hay que cogerlo, ¿entiendes? Porque son un respeto, porque mira, la gente está haciendo cosas. Estoy hablando bien porque yo hablo muy rápido. La gente en sus casas pierde las cosas. Sí, nunca encuentran a ningún culpable. Entonces la gente se queda con eso.
Lo mismo que pasa en los
chavales. Y pierden dinero.
Nosotros no queremos hacer eso.
Y entonces, yo voy a ser la mejor policía de este país. Tú vas a ver.
I'm gonna be the best policeman in school.
And the prettiest, for sure.
Y la más bonita también.
I mean, my God.
Hi, thank you.
Now, here's a question for you. I'm not married. No tengo esposo o niños. Yo soy 32. ¿Por qué? Is it bad or good? Do you think that's cool or not, like
dice
I'm a loser?
Ella tiene 32 y no tiene esposo ni niño.
Is
que si está bien o mal, que si es una perdedora.
No.
Good?
No, mega. Awesome.
Very good.
Mega,
very
good. Still young.
I'm still young? Yes. And do you guys want husbands and babies?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
You're
sure.
Okay. Do you want to have a wife and kids?
Para que los Espérate un momento. Esto va a salir en la radio.
What do you guys, why do you think Americans chose Trump? Why do you think we chose such a crazy guy?
¿Por qué tú piensas que los americanos votaron por un loco como ese?
Porque
no votaron. Mira, lo que pasa, me preguntaron a mí. Lo que pasa es que algunas personas de allá. Trump es un racista y no deja que los emigrantes emigrantes vayan para los países. Eso es lo que pasa.
Y quiere hacer un muro para que lo paguen.
Y quiere hacer un muro.
They want to make a wall to get rid of him.
A él no lo votaron.
Sí, él lo compró con dinero.
Sí, pero escúchenme. Ustedes, es que mire, pasa igual que Cuba antes, en la colonia, que ponían a los presidentes a favor de... A favor.
A ver cómo es Cuba.
Exactamente, a favor.
Do you think, are you excited about the future? Do you think the world is going in a good direction or a bad direction?
No, con los presidentes que tenemos, qué buena ilusión va a tener este mundo.
Niña, pero tú quieres estar con la
No, yo en Cuba, es que la educación es gratuita, la salud es gratuita. Y por lo menos, no es igual que allá, que no sé, que hay que pagar una millonada como para...
No, pero espérate, dan tremendos almuerzos. Eso es otra cosa. Porque aquí, dan arroz con chicharro.
O arroz con frijol, wow. Con
rebote. For free.
That's true.
You don't have to pay.
Do you care about money? What does money mean to you? Do you want a lot of money?
El dinero, mire, compañero.
No, tú no.
No, espérate, solo
con eso comemos
el dinero.
Y compramos, mire. Mira, con eso, con el dinero.
Compramos ropa, sabe, comida.
Con el dinero, suéltame. Con el dinero se come. Se compra ropa. Porque nosotros por la calle vamos a vender el coro como las orígenes.
Espérate.
El dinero es algo muy bonito.
Mira, además, el dinero es una necesidad. Porque si no tenemos dinero, usted ahora mismo no estuviese...
Y la gente compra a la gente con dinero. Así que la gente se puede comprar con la gente y gano.
Do you, as a woman, feels like the women and men are equal here?
Dice que sí, aquí las mujeres se sienten menos que los hombres o que hay igualdad.
No, porque nosotros somos las que mandamos. Nosotros somos mal, nosotros las mujeres somos muchísimo más eso que los hombres, porque los hombres cada vez que tú le dices una mujer viene y le dice a un hombre, no, tienes que hacer esto que no sé qué. Entonces, un ejemplo, a ver, ¿cómo explicarte? Un ejemplo, un hombre.
Hay algunas mujeres que se creen presidente y te ponen a lavar.
Y cogen y te dan durísimo porque tienen que respetar, ¿entiendes? Porque las mujeres son mucho más conocidas. Porque lo único que hacen los hombres es buscar el dinero y no saben ni yo dónde lo sacan. Esa es la otra.
And they do, because the only thing that men do is looking for the money. We wash, we cook, we do everything.
You, the men do all the washing and the cooking?
Sometimes they're very... You are very lucky. Aggressive on that.
The opposite, lo contrario. El contrario en Estados Unidos.
Es contrario.
Okay, tell me, who's your favorite movie star?
Mario.
Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious.
Ben Diesel?
Do you know they were shooting here?
Tú quieres cambiar más? Tú quieres más Estados Unidos, más like gringas, más...
Si quieres que no, que se unan un poco más con Estados Unidos, que cambien mucho más.
Sí, porque... No, no, pero si cambiamos, espere un momento, mire.
Otra, nos quiten el bloqueo.
Nosotros queremos que Cuba sea una isla desierta.
No. No es eso. Es que lo que quita es el bloqueo, porque eso es lo que está afectando a nuestro país en estos momentos.
So less shit, less garbage. Okay, it's pretty good, it's not so bad. Pero gracias por su tiempo, gracias por sus palabras y su corazón, y me di mucho suerte para toda su vida. Especially because you're a troublemaker. How do you say this? Peligrosa.
Una peligrosa.
Calentadora. Do you have a boyfriend? Do you guys have boyfriends? ¿Tienes novios?
No.
Yo sí.
See? All right. Thank you. They're so cute. I'm not done with you though. Well, so what are you? I hire you.
He told me to be aware of you because you're dangerous.
I'm not dangerous. I love them. They're so fucking smart.
It's a shame we couldn't make a video.
I know, but you know what? It's sometimes video doesn't do the justice of the words. You know, I've traveled to many different places and I've seen a lot of different faces, but he had the most beautiful eyes and the most glittering smile I've ever seen. I can't explain it. I wish you could meet him. He is the best. I wish him and his daughter nothing but the absolute best in this world. I hope I get to see him again very soon. I'm gonna go back to Cuba because it was possibly one of my most favorite places of all time. So, what can you say about Cuba? It's delicious, it's sensual, it's colorful, it's vibrant. It's a wonderland that has a kind of magic that only a country that has been preserved in the past could have. There's just no technology. I mean, we had to buy the internet like we were buying crack rocks in the street alleys. I just don't know if it is a community that's ready for the change that's about to happen, because I don't know if they're ready for the kind of disconnection that happens with connection. I didn't translate the conversations with the middle school students that I met because I just always think it gets in the way of the story, because I think the way that their voice sounds, the high-pitched, rapid-fire succession of those little girls' voices, oh my God, they just brought my heart to its knees. They basically were saying that they are proud to be Cuban, that they love their country, and that they have it better than we do because they don't have to pay for their schools, but we probably have better lunch because their food sucks. They were also saying that they wanted the embargo to stop, that they wanted to have the kind of freedoms that we had in the US, but they were happy to be who they were. All of these kids have access to healthcare and free education. Even women, when they get pregnant, they can take a year off, and the men as well have paid leave. The only problem is that there's not a lot of work and everybody is educated, and so the jobs don't pay very well, and a lot of people are working in jobs where they are grossly overqualified and being vastly underpaid. It's tough to know what's up and down, what's right and wrong, if it's black or white. There really is no answers except that it is truly one of the most remarkable places left on this planet, and I think you should go now. Cuba is always going to be Cuba. It's not going to change overnight. You can't really describe on air or with photos the true spirit of the people.
It's like trying to bottle lightning. Just go. Go fast. And go furiously. I send you all my love, guys.